Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me is Bassmaster Classic champion Takahiro Omori. And Takahiro, I guess the first thing is congratulations on a big win at the Bassmaster Classic.
Thank you very much.
Well, you got to be excited. You know, you go out to the Bassmaster Classic, a lifelong dream for you, and you won the thing. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm real happy. Just all I can say, I'm real happy.
Well, I guess now you're not only an American hero, but you are a Japanese hero as well. And, you know, all your buddies call you hero, so it's very fitting that you're an American and Japanese hero, I would think.
Well, that's great.
Well, let's talk if we can. I know, you know, from the standpoint of a whirlwind win and then all the things that have happened afterwards. Kind of give me an idea what you've done after the win.
After the win, I had lots of phone calls for the interview for the magazine and newspaper. They just get busy.
Well, you're keeping very busy. How many newspapers have been in contact with you?
I don't know, more than 10.
That's unbelievable. Now you've got to also sit down with these writers and tell them your story and go over your story over and over. How's that been?
Well, my story, it's only one and same, so I have to tell the same story many, many times.
And you've got, you know, with the great sponsors you've got with the Ranger Boats and Yamaha Outboards and Lucky Craft and all them, you had a, you know, probably got to keep them happy as well.
Sure, I went to Japan with Lucky Craft. Had lots of press conference for the promotion, and I went to Daiwa, I went to Yamaha too.
And you got to go see all the plants, and all your family, I think, was there too, right?
Yes, I see my mom in the past 2 years.
Well, you guys, you took Marty Stone and Gerald Swindle with you, right?
Yes.
Now, you gave them a headband, right?
Yes.
Tell me about those headbands.
Well, that was we played a joke for them, just said they cannot read Japanese, so we wrote down and said, you're a lousy fisherman. That was funny because they don't know.
They were wearing the ceremonial gowns and also had a headband on, and on that headband it said, you're a lousy fisherman, right?
But they can't read it.
Well, I couldn't read it either. I think that's great because there's not two better jokesters out there than Marty Stone and Gerald Swindle. So you played one on them. That's pretty good.
Well, they're always joking us anyway. So
yeah, it's good to get ahead once in a while, isn't
yeah.
it? Well, you know, I guess Lucky Craft is a great product of yours, and you've done so well with Lucky Craft and you know, in their lure selection. But you had a couple of lures that you kind of pulled out of your hat. One was a Lunker lure, and the other one was a Bagley Balsa Bee, and you added that with your Lucky Craft lures and did real well at the Classic. Well, you know, if you think about it now, you go on now to the Classic, and you're now a champion for one full year. And that's going to be a whirlwind tour for you. When you start the tour in January, everybody's going to know Takahiro Omori is the Bassmaster Classic champion. No one can take that away.
Yeah, but, you know, right after the Classic, I finished the Philadelphia Championship, but, you know, I lost for the first round. But fishing, you cannot win everything, I mean, every single tournament. So what I can do is just I try to do my best.
Well, that's all you can do. Now, you know, everybody thinks, okay, Takahiro Omori won the Bassmaster Classic, but you've won several events in America before that, so your name's starting to become, even with the Bassmaster Classic, when you're going to really become more of a household name, and people are going to know you wherever you go.
Yeah, it sounds like they expect me to win every single time. No, but it's fishing.
Well, sir, it sure is. Now, you live in Texas, right?
Yes, I live in Amory, Texas, in Lake Fork.
Right down by the big fish capital of the world down there at Lake Fork. And now you've got a swimming pool in the backyard. I hear you don't do much swimming in, but you tune crankbaits in. Is that right?
Yes, you're right. I built a pool for just tune my crankbait.
Now, tell me about that. What made you decide to do that? And give me the dimensions of that pool, if you can.
Well, it's 16 feet wide, 40 foot long, like 4 foot to 8 foot deep. And I built that pool last year, December, and you want to see, I want to study all the baits, not just crankbait, and just, you have to have good clear water to see it. The swimming pool is perfect for the test tank.
Well, you get to see if you can tune it right, or tune it left, or maybe how a jerkbait works, or maybe even a bottom bouncer, what you're doing with those, right?
Yeah, sometimes I went on the water swimming with the bait, or hear the noise for the latter. and just see from the side on under the water. The kind of study and stuff give me the more confidence to use the bait.
Now, are you starting? I know you've been involved with design on some products. Are you starting to design your own line of baits yet?
No, actually, I did my own TO lures. I still doing it for the business, just for my tournament baits. But it's just too busy to make for the new baits for the business, because now there's so many tournaments I can fish. I can be a fish. So.
Yeah, you'd rather be fishing than you would be making bait.
Well, I still making a bait just for my tournament use, but it's just another reason, a little bit different. Once I like to have it, and once regular public want to have it. So it's a big gap for me to have the baits I wanted to fish in the tournament. And for everyone.
Well, yeah, that way more people get a chance to have them. If you win tournaments with T.O.'s baits, I can guarantee you people are going to want them, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this time frame between now and January, and you're probably going to be, everybody's going to be calling you, wanting you to do public speaking engagements and going to shows and doing all that. But when the tour season starts, are you going to do that too, or are you just going to fish?
Once tour are going to start, I have a six Bassmaster Tour, six AFLW Tour, I think four E50, so that means like 14 tournaments between January to June. I just want to try to fish, and that's what I do every year, just fish. So the same, I'm main focus for the fishing.
Yeah, so you're going to make all your community events and all the things you'll do with boat shows and stuff between now and then, I would think.
Yeah, I try to do best I can for the until December, but I feel like I, you know, even I said so, still I'm gonna have more coming for between after the January.
That's right, and you know that's how you become successful, is you get to win, and then when you win, then everybody wants to talk to you, so you don't get to fish as much. You know, your bass fishing gets in the way of your bass fishing a little bit.
Yeah, maybe, but I try to not forget I'm fishing.
That's right. That's where you come from. And being a pro angler, you know, there's not anybody I know, Takahiro, that has the story of somebody at a young age determining that they wanted to be a bass fisherman and doing all the things that you did as a testimony to making sure that you wanted to be a pro angler. I mean, you start at the age of 15, you get to where you've met the pinnacle. You're the Bassmaster Classic champion. What a dream. That is the American dream as far as I know it.
Well, I thank you. Thank you very much. I'm, like I said, I'm really happy, and I try the best I can.
Well, there's nobody that I know of that has loved more by the anglers, that the public loves him. Everybody in bass fishing thinks of the world of Takahiro Omori. The name Hero, if you don't remember it from the Bassmaster Classic, you'll hear it in the upcoming years. Takahiro, thank you for being with us at Bass Fan Radio.
Thank you.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.